have a couple guests in the studio for this hour talking about other amazing things that are happening in the Atlanta metro area. One person in particular I know is just so incredibly powerful at roping people into doing things. That would be Janice Givens. I got a chance to meet Janice way back in 2005 when she was helping to bring the National Catholic Youth Convention to the Atlanta area and called me up and said, hey, how would you like to have a table for Rosary Army and you could teach some teens how to make rosaries? I said, oh, that sounds good. Okay, there's going to be about 20 or 30,000 teens there, so you need to get a lot of twine and be there for 3 days. And I think I lost about three of my fingers that week almost by teaching all those teens to make. But it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
That was amazing. Those were the days.
The influx of people. But you are constantly working behind the scenes at evangelization efforts, and you've been here helping the Quest. You've been one of the vital people helping the Quest happen among a group of other amazing volunteers bringing this Catholic radio. I don't know if you heard earlier, I was talking about being a part of a meeting way back in 2000 of people trying to bring Catholic radio to Atlanta. For years, people were trying to make it happen. And whether it just wasn't in God's time at that point or whatever, but now it's obvious it is God's time because the Quest is here looking at a celebration of a year of being on the air. Talk a little bit about, Janice, your involvement with the Quest and what it's meant to you.
Well, it's just been amazing. I mean, like you said, it was just God's timing. Actually, Mary's timing, Our Lady of Fatima. It just, I remember just January of, I guess, a year ago, we were sitting around Carol's table, about a handful of us, just going, really, Carol? Somebody told you, think God told you to start a radio station here? Mm. And she's like, yeah. So we were like, okay, what are we going to call it? We came up with like 150 names, and we're like, okay. So now we got that done. And then it just exploded. And a couple months later, we were on the air. And it was definitely not us because we were pretty much the unqualified, being called, like Jesus called the unqualified and qualified. Yeah. And we were just sitting around the table and just being there and showing up. I'd never listened to Catholic radio, so I didn't really have anything to go on. And I kind of thought,
because you've been in Atlanta, Catholic radio wasn't here.
That's right. But the thing I'm amazed at is I kind of thought you had to maybe listen to a whole hour to get something out of it. And that is so not true. I'd get in my car and in 5 minutes or wherever, or, you're never in your car for only 5 minutes in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But however long I'm there, it's just God is speaking exactly to me with whatever is on the air. It's just amazing. And I keep thinking it's just for me, but I know it's not. It's for a million people. But it's you don't have to listen to the whole show. And then certainly now with our app, which is amazing, you can just go back and you can push these little buttons and then you can go back and hear it. So if I hear something great and I call my friend Lisa and I go, Lisa, you've got to hear this. It's really great. And she says, I'm really busy. I'm like, okay, download the app. Mm. And she's like, I can't download the app. And I'm like, yes, you can. And I was asking Carol before here, I said, how many people have downloaded the app? Because we really just launched it about a month ago. She said, 344. Hmm. So I think in the next few days, we should get that number up to, 829.
Okay.
No, not 29. 826.
How about 888?
Okay, I like that. Yeah. Okay. So that's our goal.
Because I won't remember 829.
Thank you.
So I got a one-bit brain buffer. I won't remember. That's very specific. 888? I can remember that.
Okay, yeah.
So we want
888.
So, and there's really no reason. I mean, I think I had it on my phone at one point. I don't know if I have it. I will. You know what, Janice? I will download it.
Now we got 345.
On exactly.
All right,
I'm going to download it right now on my phone.
It takes like, you just go to your app store or whatever that is, and you just... And you go to the Quest Atlanta app, not Quest or whatever. So the Quest Atlanta app, and it's downloaded, and then you can listen to it. And I don't know, I live by Holcomb Bridge, so the wires kind of mess up the sound sometimes. So I just put it on, on the app on my phone, in the car.
And if you have an auxiliary cable, you just pop it in there, and it's playing through then.
And I called my sister this morning, who lives in Hong Kong, and I said, hey, listen to it on the app. So you can listen all around the world. When I go down to Jamaica for Mustard Seed, I tell everybody about it down there because... You always hear God talking to you.
Yeah.
And I've been in ministry for 35 years, and I learn something new every day. Every day.
Well, guess what?
What?
I just downloaded the Quest app on my phone while you were talking, it on here.
I knew you could do it.
And there's a beautiful button right there on the bottom that says Donate to the Quest.
Let's do it.
So if you want to do that and use the app to be able to make a donation, it's easy enough to do that. You can pick up your phone and call 470-508-1160, and you can make your donation that way as well. There's all sorts of different prizes and gifts. Everyone that's going to call in and make a donation, we're going to send you a Holy Family card as our way of thanking you, but also at different levels. As we said, $20 a month level, or if you become one of our founding members, that your name will be entered into a drawing for a possible trip on a hot air balloon over the North Georgia countryside. I think that's just, that just amazes me. Now, Janice, you're talking about the app, you talk about the radio station. I mean, going back to having that conversation around the table, I think it's kind of funny that the person to whom God gave the message, you need to start Catholic radio, she's the one who had the clearest signal from God.
Yeah.
And she's the one who wanted to start Catholic radio. So she had a clear signal. But to keep the clear signal of Quest going on in Atlanta, it's going to require some operating funds. What are the obstacles that the Quest is up against technologically to be able to continue operations?
Yeah, we have so many. I mean, we really are doing the best we can, and there's a lot of people. It's just a wonderful family spirit around here. But we do need people who, like I've got all these, we have all these programming ideas, and so we need somebody who maybe has some gifts in that, who would like to, you know, come and, especially people who are willing to come in maybe 2 days a week and kind of take charge of some programs or projects, like Steph putting this whole thing on with this. So we need kind of people who are willing to give a couple of days a week maybe, and it could be for 3 months or it could be for a year, whatever. And so we need those kind of people. We also need money. We, right now, this is the only time we do live, but we have this great, exciting opportunity. I think it's about $1,500 to buy the equipment to go live remote, and we want to go like do like some Pius Maris football games or things like that. So, but in order to do that, we need that. And then I'm also thinking we could use that as a sponsorship opportunity. Mm-hmm. So you could have, you know, the Knights of Columbus live remote, you know, by the Quest or whatever. So we have that kind of thing.
And that's another opportunity, by the way, that you could also, if you have a business, you could become a business underwriter. Companies who want to promote their business on the air. And if you're interested, you can call now to learn more about that, to qualify for a special promotion during our Spirit Drive. And this is really, that's a, just a terrific way to be able to increase brand awareness for your business and give a percentage of your advertising budget to the goal of saving souls while sharing your message at the same time. And radio is a very effective means for brand recognition. So again, I love that idea of doing more remote things and having the remote equipment to do live broadcasts that also spotlight businesses that are run by Catholics in the area too.
And that's what's really great about this station. It's very, very local. We have, I mean, we have all these people come. Everybody who's here today has gone in and did the station ID promo. So you can come in and, you know, we can get you on the air for that kind of thing. And then Annie does her magic with it and then puts it on all the time. But so you, whenever time you listen to the radio, you hear people from this parish or that parish. It's very, very local, and we wanted to make it even more local. So we want this to become the station that everybody listens to, and they call in and they can listen in and they can find out what's happening in Atlanta. Like, I hate it when there's this really amazing speaker in the next parish and you don't ever hear about it, because there's no, you know. So we want to become a community like that where we could share the information.
A hub for Atlanta.
And hopefully we're very excited about, you know, the possibilities, a new archbishop coming, and we've been praying in our chapel for a wonderful archbishop who loves radio. So we're hoping for that, so we can, because we would love to have an archbishop on, you know, once a week or something. So all kinds of possibilities just to make this localized. And it's just, it's changing souls. I mean, it's the easiest way to evangelize. I heard you saying that earlier. All you have to do is, like, you know, I take those cards that have the app on it and stuff, and you leave it like in the airport and, you know, I'll leave it all over the place. And people, you never know how the Holy Spirit's going to use that. You never know.
It's funny because, you know, hearing just earlier with talking to Annie, she was surprised when I said I'm quite introverted. You know, I spend a lot of the hours of the day by myself. I like quiet. I even have an organization called newevangelizers.com. This idea of, if people think I'm just out there and I can walk up to anyone and say, do you know Jesus Christ? Right. It's very difficult for some people. Yet Jesus calls each of us in unique and different ways to be able to put our skills into action, to be able to put the gifts he's given us, the financial resources, our ability to pray. We all have different skills. And so for me, it's really easy to sit here behind a microphone and talk all about Jesus to a handful of people in a small room. And that's something that we're all called to different things. And the thing I love about Catholic radio is it speaks to us, as you said. You can get in, and it's like God's just talking to you in the 5 minutes that you're in your car. And oftentimes that's where people discover what it is God's calling them to do.
Oh, right.
Because if you're not listening to Catholic radio, I mean, realistically, if you're going to your parish and you're sitting down and you talk to the same handful of people every week, well, you know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not already involved in what they're doing, then what are you going to get involved in? And as we're talking about just the last hour with Father Hurley Heed, the idea of 80 ministries at St. Bridget's, you may get involved in that, but what is God personally calling you to do? And this is an opportunity. I know so many people who have found their calling because they were listening to Catholic radio. And you can make that happen. You can help with that. 470-508-1160 to make your donation right now. Well, also in the studio joining me is Matt Curry. Matt, you also are very involved with an interesting new initiative that people are going to want to hear about. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the initiative is called Welcome. It was formerly called CHIRP, Christ Renews His Parish. And it's a weekend put on by parishioners for parishioners. And it's a way to deepen your faith and really have time with God all by yourself. It's a time for you to have an opportunity to be introspective about the level of faith and really get to know very well some of your fellow parishioners. It's just an absolutely beautiful weekend. And Dynamic Catholic has taken CHIRP over and has revised it. Now it's called a Welcome Weekend. And that's exactly what it is. It's welcome you into a deeper faith, a deeper walk with Jesus. And so if in your parish there is a opportunity to take a Welcome Weekend and you have not done it, I would highly, highly recommend it. I also threw a challenge out to my Welcome Brothers to toss a donation towards the Quest AM 1160 so that we can broaden our reach throughout Metro Atlanta.
Yeah. So what parish are you at, Matt?
I'm a parishioner at St. Bridget, and of course it was nice to have our shepherd in here,
sure.
Father Neil Hurley, the last hour. It was very, very fun to watch him working the lines with you, Greg.
Tell me a little bit about Welcome and what is different about it now that it is called Welcome and now that it's been under Dynamic Catholic. What makes it different than the way that CHIRP was before?
Well, basically what they've done is they've taken it and they've I'll say, for lack of a better description, modernized it.
Okay.
They put the Dynamic Catholic stamp on it. So it really is, I don't want to call it slick, because it's really, it's what you get out of it is what you put into it.
Yeah.
But they have made it something that is very easily done in a spectacular manner by parishioners. So they've made it a program that you can follow very religiously, and it becomes a conduit to huge things for everybody. It deepens faith, it broadens ministry, and it really brings you in closer contact with our Lord and Savior.
Have you done, is it still the weekend process like CHIRP was, where you go and you kind of spend the night at the parish and that kind of thing?
It is. So there is receiving, and then there is presenting.
Okay, sure.
Receiving, of course, is the introduction to Welcome. And you spend basically 31 hours in your parish with parishioners who are like-minded, and you find out things about yourself you didn't even know existed. It's just a beautiful experience. And then the back half of it is presenting, taking what you've learned and going through the formation team and presenting it to another group that goes through the Welcome Weekend potentially about 6 months later. It's an absolutely fabulous process that brings you in stronger communion with your community and stronger faith in yourself.
How many times have you done the Welcome program now?
So I received once, and I've presented on three different occasions.
Oh, so it's been around long enough to be able to give it that often.
I believe what's coming up at St. Bridget is Welcome 24.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So it'll be the I guess the 12th year, and it's basically a twice a year program.
Had you done CHIRP before?
I had.
And,
yes.
And so in your mind, what's the biggest differences between CHIRP and Welcome?
Well, they're very similar. They've just been updated and made, they've taken something that was exceptional and made it spectacular.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this is Matt Curry. I assume people can find out information about that if they're interested. Can non-St. Bridget parishioners go to Welcome at St. Bridget?
Yes, they can. It's primarily oriented towards the St. Bridget parishioner community, but if there are seats available, we would love to have other parishioners from other parishes join us.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for being on the show today and part of the Spirit Drive. 470-508-1160. Again, these are the kinds of things that we would love to be able to highlight even more of going forward with the Quest, is to be able to share the ways that Catholic radio is having a dynamic impact on the Metro Atlanta area. And while it's a blessing to be able to share from a national level all the wonderful programs that air on EWTN radio and that we're able to share with you, programs like Catholic Answers Live and more, to be able to share from a local level the kinds of things that are happening in parishes, the lives that are being changed in parishes, the vocations that are coming out because of adoration in our local parishes, all of these things we're able to share with you because of you, because of your generosity, because of your donations. And you can make a donation right now by calling in at 470-508-1160. Again, that's 470-508-1160. Or you can do like Janice convinced me to do and download the Quest Atlanta app off the mobile stores. Go to your mobile phone's app store, look for the Quest Atlanta and download it. It literally took me a minute to do so. At the bottom of the main screen, you'll see a big red button to donate right now. You can do it securely and safely without having to call in. You can do it right now. The Quest Atlanta app, it's available on all of the different mobile phone app stores. Have to give a big thanks right now, looking at the donations that are coming in from Scott and from Mary Jane and from Peter and Maureen and from Scott and William. Thank you so much for your support of the Quest and this important work on AM 1160, 470-508-1160. That's the number to give us a call right now and make that donation. We got more coming up. We're going to be hearing some amazing testimonials about the Quest. You're not going to want to miss this, the way that lives are being changed forever as a result of Catholic radio in Atlanta. I'm Greg Willits. Thanks for joining us for the AM 1160, the Quest's Atlanta Family Strong Spirit Drive. We're going to continue in just a few moments.
Hello, I'm Father Augustine Tron from Blessed Trinity Catholic High School in Roswell, Georgia, and this is my favorite prayer, the prayer before study or work. Let us pray. Direct, we beseech thee, O Lord, all our actions by thy holy inspirations, and carry them on by thy gracious assistance, that every prayer and work of ours may begin always from thee, and by thee be happily ended through Christ our Lord. Amen. Seed of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
Our life as moms are so busy. We're driving to and from this activity, that sport, and we're just busy all the time. We need to take a moment for ourselves and to breathe. We need to find a resting place. I know for me, I'm so busy with my children, I don't actually have much time of quiet. And when there is a moment of quiet, my brain is racing to process all the interactions and or images or experiences of my day. How do you find a quiet place? How do you quiet your heart? We must remove things in our lives so that we can have our hearts as a resting place for Jesus. Take a moment and let him dwell inside of you.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
So, you love listening to The Quest but can't always listen live? No worries! Now with the Quest Atlanta app, you never have to miss out. Listen on demand, submit prayer requests, catch up on the latest headlines, and so much more. Available in the App Store and Google Play today.
This is Carol Tearsmith, one of the founders of AM 1160 The Quest. October marks the first anniversary of the purchase of your Catholic radio station. I want to thank each of you who have joined The Quest by listening, through your prayers, volunteer hours, and financial support. By sharing your time, talents, and treasure, The Quest is able to spread the good news of God's love and mercy throughout Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listeners have shared that their lives have been changed and their relationship with Christ is stronger. Many listeners comment that they feel God speaks directly to them through the content on the station. Our first anniversary is a significant milestone and is celebrated on October the 12th, the eve of the miracle of the sun, the last Fatima apparition. We will be closing out our campaign for founders in October. If you've been considering becoming a founder as part of your Catholic legacy, now is the time to act. Get involved with your Atlanta Catholic radio station by becoming a special part of our Quest family today. Together, we can make a difference. To donate, visit thequestatlanta.com.
I'm Father John Klein, chaplain at Holy Spirit Prep, and you've discovered AM 1160 The Quest, where faith meets life, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or find us online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive.
Welcome back to AM 1160, The Quest. This is Atlanta Family Strong Spirit Drive. My name is Greg Willits. I'm the founder of RosaryArmy.com. You can listen to all sorts of strange programs that my wife and I create together over at GregandJennifer.com. And I am so happy to be here as a part of the Quest's Spirit Drive this week, helping out 470-508-1160. I mean, just to show you how the Spirit has been working with the Spirit Drive, how the Spirit's been working with Quest Atlanta. I'm originally from Atlanta, and I moved around all over the place. And even just over the last 6.5, 7 years, God's kind of, I keep joking, I've been on a cross-country tour, moving my family cross-country 3 times in the last 6.5 years. And it was just like a year and a half ago, Janice, that I remember being in my backyard in Indiana, of all places, talking to you on the phone as I'm pulling weeds, as you're telling me about this really weird thing that you're doing about the Quest Radio. And I'm thinking, having known the things that you've been involved with, God just points you in a direction and then you just go. And I'm sitting there going, well, I've been waiting for Catholic radio in Atlanta for 20 years. I'm no longer in Atlanta. Now that I'm gone, now it's finally going
to
happen.
Right. And then what did we say? And then I said, just pray to the Holy Spirit. Maybe you'll be coming back here. And you're like, no, mm-hmm. I'm not going to come back there right now. And what happened?
And here I am now, suckered into, helping you out very gladly for the Quest's Spirit Drive. I would not be doing this if I did not believe in Catholic radio, if I did not believe firsthand in the way it can impact and change lives, if I have not been witness to thousands of people being changed forever as a result of Catholic radio. Do you know how this happens? It's not because of people like me that just chatter on a microphone. It's because of people like you that make programs possible. It's about people like you that share this kind of information and content with others. It's people like you that simply do things like putting a Quest magnet on the back of your car, yeah. And people drive around and they see that and it brings up their curiosity. You know, we are the folks that go and throw the seeds out in the field. We don't know if they're going to take root. That's God's job. We don't know if they're going to spring up fruit. That's God's job. But it is our job to show up and at least evangelize, to at least let people know. And the Quest is here to help you in that work. The Quest is something you can listen to as you're driving around to evangelize to your children. The Quest is something that you can listen to help you to grow in your faith so that you become an even better evangelizer and a better apologist for the faith. Not to go around and say, I'm sorry for being Catholic, but so that you can better explain it to others when they ask you questions about things like the Eucharist, about our Blessed Mother, about confession, and you can say it not with timidity, but with joy. Yes. And with absolute certainty that I belong to the Catholic faith because in the Catholic faith, I received the Eucharist. Amen. I received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. The Lord who makes himself present in the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith. And what a joy it is to be able to share this with you today during the Spirit Drive. But we cannot continue this work without two things. Your prayer assistance. We need you to keep the Quest in your daily prayers because you don't know who's listening right now that next year might return to the faith, that might go to confession, that might join an RCIA class, and might decide to receive the Eucharist for the first time in their lives. That might happen because of things that they're hearing today, and the Holy Spirit drives up the curiosity within them. You help make this happen. And to keep the radio going, to keep these programs going, to be able to create new programs that reach far and wide, we need your assistance. We're trying to raise $200,000 this week. It sounds like an enormous amount, but this amount allows us to reach far and wide like never before. And today, our one-day goal is $50,000. And with just a few hours left, we are currently at $27,205. Wow. So praise God for that. Yay. And thank you for making that happen. $27,205. Would love to see even more coming in during this hour. This is going to be my last hour today, so I want to see how much more we can raise. I would greatly appreciate you giving us a call right now at 470-508-1160. 1160. We have a couple of our volunteers in studio we're going to be talking to in a moment. But before we continue, we haven't said a prayer in about an hour. So Janice, would you mind leading us in prayer?
Sure. In Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, sweet Jesus, divine Holy Spirit, we just come before you and we give you the station. Lord, we surrender everything to you. We give you the station. We give you all the volunteers. We give you all the equipment. We give you whatever the waves are, however this happens. I don't know. But we give you all of that, Lord. We want your voice to be the one that everybody hears. We want when people turn on that radio or go to the stream it or go to their app, whatever, Lord, we want your voice to be the voice they hear. So we give you this medium and we just say, Lord, it's all yours, whatever you want to do with it. And Lord, there's somebody out there right now that's listening into this and thinking, what the heck? Why am I here? How did I get here? How did I get to this station? But you're here for a reason. If you're listening right now, Lord, we want to lift up every single one of our listeners. We want to lift up their pains, their joys, their healing. We know there's listeners who need healing. There's listeners who are going through really hard times, Lord, and they just want a friend and they want a happy voice and they want you. They want to know your love and your peace and your joy. So Lord, we just reach out to every one of them. And we just ask you to lift them up, Lord, and heal them and put your loving arms around them. Mary, we ask you to take that mantle of yours and just wrap it around them so they can feel your love too, because this is a home and this is a family and this is your family. So if you're listening, we are your family and we are here and God is your God and he is a big God who can do all things. And he is a God that has a plan for your life. So Lord, we just lift all of this up to you. And we ask you, it's your radio station, Lord, but we would like you to please make it possible to have 888 people download the app and $200,000. So we just claim it in your name, and we just look forward to seeing how you're going to make it happen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, the disciples went to Jesus in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The disciples went to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. I'm going to start praying. Lord, teach me how to pray like Janice. Because yeah, I mean, it's like such a spirit-filled prayer. Every time I've heard you pray, I'm like, yeah. That what she say? That's
amen.
What I instead I pray like Cookie Monster. I'm like, dear God, Greg need help. Please help Greg. I don't hardly ever know how to pray anymore. Well, I'm so pleased also to be joined here with other volunteers at the Quest, and joining me in the studio right now, Ann and Janet, two of our volunteers who've been taking calls. Ann, tell me a little bit about what you have been hearing on the phones today.
People are so excited to call in because they're hearing the radio and they're hearing familiar voices, and we've gotten the word out that folks from St. Bridget, that's our parish,
that's awesome,
that they're calling in, and they're just really excited to hear local. You know, it's local, which is awesome.
Is that what they're saying? The local flair?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And sometimes some of them are first time listeners, so the word is definitely getting out. Somebody was at the parish picnic, they got information, they tuned in.
Wow,
that's very exciting.
At a parish picnic.
Yay.
So in between their deviled eggs and their fried chicken, they're hearing about the Quest local Catholic radio, and they're listening now. Well, praise God for that. And again, you can be a part of this, 470-508-1160, if you want to call in and be a part of this. Now, how did you get involved in this in the first place?
So it's funny. I did the Christ Renews His Parish, CHIRP, which is now known as Welcome. And one of my sisters in Christ is Kathy Schneider, who was on earlier this morning, and she had sent out, she said, I'd like some of our pro-life ministry folks to come out. And so as luck would have it, I saw Ann and I said, Ann, you're going through RCIA at St. Bridget right now.
Oh, wow.
So, you're going through it now, Ann.
Wow. I'm currently going through it.
Oh,
right,
that's
now.
Awesome.
Well, welcome.
Yes, congratulations.
So I said, Ann, you'll meet so many neat people. I sold it to her as an adventure. I said, we're going to go on an adventure.
Holy adventure.
And it has been an adventure.
So we meet people and Greg. It's just like, yeah, so how is it that you've found yourself going through this? Did Catholic radio have anything to do with it for you? Or
well,
did you meet someone that...
I did not even know that there was a Catholic radio station until Janet told me.
That's
but I had been listening to the satellite radio Catholic station. And it's very exciting to know that I can now get on the app and hear it clearly. I know you guys are broadening it, but anyway, it's just going through RCIA classes. It's to be able to turn the radio on and just learn constantly and get inspired. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I shared earlier, I remember sitting at a cube at a job 20 years ago, and wondering what God was doing with me. I was, you know, I'm making widgets. I remember going home and I was doing software development. And I remember going home one day and telling my wife, it's like, well, today I figured out how to make a button a very specific shade of purple. And that's what I did today. And it just did, it felt like, what's the purpose of life? But I started listening to EWTN streaming on my computer because that's all I could. It's like a lot of things were blocked, yeah. But I was able to get this channel called Beethoven, which I don't even know it's around anymore, old classical music and EWTN. Those were the only two channels I could get streaming at work that weren't blocked.
Wow.
Because it's like I wasn't even on anyone's radar to block a Catholic radio station, right? So I was able to get that through and just to listen to things. And I remember listening one day to a 3-hour long broadcast of a canonization. I'm just, what is this I'm listening to? And just, you know, trying to imagine that and wanting to know more about it. And even though I'm a cradle Catholic, just how it sparks your curiosity. Mm-hmm. And no matter how long we live, from the moment that we're conceived, we're 2,000 years behind the curve. We got a lot of catching up to do. We have a lot of learning to do. And no matter how old we get, Catholic radio always provides these opportunities for us to learn little nuggets of things that we didn't even know existed.
Right.
You know, and that's what's so amazing about it. So it's just such a blessing. And thank you both to Ann and Janet for sharing what you're doing here today as volunteers, answering the phones, all these important roles that people are taking because they believe Catholic radio is so vitally important.
Right.
So we're going to take a listen to some of the amazing things that you can listen to on Catholic radio here on The Quest, AM 1160. The phone number, by the way, if you want to make a donation right now, 470-508-1160. That's the number you want to call if you want to make a donation right now during this hour. I want to thank Bernie and Betsy. I want to thank Mary. I want to thank Noreen and Jerry for all calling in and making donations in honor of Father Neil, in honor of Father Michael Siloway, who will also be on the fun drive later on. But we're about to listen to a clip from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Take Two can be heard Monday through Friday at noon Eastern right here on The Quest. Take a listen.
And we're asking non-Catholics to call in. Maybe like Philip, you were once a Catholic, and you have found your relationship with God or with Christ in another Christian tradition. Maybe you were a non-Catholic, and Catholic radio has helped you, you know, better understand and appreciate the Catholic faith, have not come into the church, or perhaps it has helped you decide to take that step into RCIA. And Justice is next in help me out, Justice, Schertz, Texas. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
All right. Welcome, Justice. Thanks for being with us.
Howdy. Just want to say that I listen to Catholic radio as a non-Catholic because it sustains me and spiritually, and it is a consistent echo of truth in a world that seems to just want to make it up as we go along. The Holy Spirit invades me and calls me to holiness, and it really helped me out and continues to help me out when I wonder where church authority comes from and where it resides. And I just praise God for your ministry. Y'all are very kind. And today is a very special day. I think if y'all can help me with this, it is the anniversary of Mother Angelica's passing. So praise God for her ministry. It definitely kept me going.
That is true. Yeah, we were going to share that because we actually just got the information on that, Justice. So you're absolutely correct on that. The third anniversary, Jerry?
It is. Yeah, the third anniversary of Mother's passing into eternal life. Yes.
Right. Well, Justice, you know, you've said so many wonderful things. I mean, you said about being the echo of truth, and it sustained you spiritually. And you know, it's interesting. We can have our differences. We can have our stumbling blocks. We can have all sorts of things. I mean, you heard Philip's wonderful call, and he definitely has some issues with certain things that he feels the Catholic Church professes. And it's just really interesting because when you look at what EWTN offers, Justice, and you captured it so beautifully in your words, Mother Angelica wanted all of us to grow closer to God. That's what she wanted. And she wanted everybody to know God, to develop a relationship with God, to be immersed in that truth, the truth being God. And I think you just really picked up on that very clearly. And I love the fact that you sound so connected to Mother Angelica and to EWTN. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And you can only, you just have to imagine that that has to be God in our midst, you know, saying he wants to connect. He wants to connect people. He wants people to grow in faith. He wants people to grow in the truth. And I just have to say, I love that about your listening habits with EWTN. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was just reading an email. So,
oh, okay.
Debbie and I do this. Sometimes we do this during the show. One of us will be reading and checking emails to read on the show, and the other one will be addressing a caller. But no, I think go ahead, Debbie.
Well, and you know, you're not a Catholic, you know, right now. Okay, you said that, Justice, but clearly you feel connected to EWTN through Mother Angelica, correct? And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, talk a little bit more about that. I think it's a wonderful thing for all of our listeners to hear.
I do have a very strong pull to the Catholic Church, and I'm not sure how much longer it'll be that I don't actually investigate RCIA and all that. I've known the Lord since I was 17, and I found my catechism the other day, and it says just my name inside, and it says 2002. So, and I'm you know, a lot of my foundation comes from that book, and I just kind of ran into a wall with church authority, and I hope that there's a place out there that really is the church, and I love so many aspects about the Catholic Church. I just don't, you know, I feel like I don't want to come in and be a bad example and things like that. So,
well, Justice, we do know Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone who seeks the truth will find it. If that person is seeking sincerely and honestly, wants to find the truth. And there's also that scripture passage, you know, ask and you shall find, seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive, knock, and it will be open to you. And you're doing all of those things right now. So our prayers are with you, Justice. And keep us in mind, other programs, Catholic Answers Live, Call to Communion, things like that. And call in, and if you've got any questions, they will be happy to answer those for you as well.
And welcome back to the Quest's Spirit Drive for this fall. It is Greg Willits here with you this afternoon. That was Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie. You can hear more from Take 2 Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern here on The Quest. What a pleasure it's been to be with you all day today. Want to give a big shout-out to the people who've called in this last hour, including Peter and Maureen, Noreen and Jerry, Bernie and Betsy, Mary. We've heard from Scott, Mary Jane, another Scott, William, all sorts of other people, Wilbert, Jim and Linda. So thankful for all the people who've called in and made amazing pledges to the Quest to help us to continue doing this work in the Metro Atlanta area. And if you want to play your role and play your part right now, we want you to give us a call at 470-508-1160. Again, I'll say that number, 470-508-1160. And if you haven't yet downloaded the app, you want to make sure you're going to the mobile app store on whether you have Android or an iPhone. Just look for The Quest Atlanta and download that app. And there's a big red button right at the bottom where you can make a donation wherever you might be. So far, pretty amazing. Our total today, we've raised $27,530. Wow. So excited for that. $27,530. Our goal for the day is $50,000 with a goal for the week of $200,000. Janice Givens is joining me. Janice is one of the people who have helped to bring the Quest Atlanta to Atlanta. Janice, what are some of the other things? You were talking about the idea of having some portable gear to be able to do some more live shows. Again, these are not promises to the listeners, but spitballing. I mean, just dreaming and just saying, what do you want, God? What are some of the other ideas that have gotten people excited about the possibilities of the Quest in terms of local content for the Atlanta area?
Oh, we have so many ideas. One thing I'm learning about, Annie's teaching me about, like, how you can't just just start talking for a long period of time. You have to kind of do things in increments. So we decided to start making some 1 minute clips. So we have so many local people. We've got, you know, Matt Fratt, Alan Hunt. We've got you. We've got, you know, Tom Peterson. We have all these people locally who are Catholic superstars, basically, and they're doing all kinds of great ministry. So we want to get people like that, and also people, everyday people, to record 1 minute clips, whether it's like a pro-life minute or a mom minute or You know, Jay Tremonti does a business kind of one. So we're trying to start recording these 1 minute clips. We're calling them homegrown wisdom. And so it'll basically, you'll be able to hear their name and what their website is and then their topic and just these little 1 minute snippets. And there'll be people that are all from the local community. And that's one really easy way to do that. The other thing I would love to do is have different people who might be able to think about, you know, different shows that we might want to do. Like Mike Coveney's coming on later on tomorrow, I believe it is. And he's a coach in the local community at Marist. And he wants to maybe do like a coach's corner where he interviews 10 different coaches, you know, 27 minute long snippets or whatever that we put on then on the weekends, you know, like one a week for, and we could do that. Another, Kathy Biskin wants to do that with all these Catholic musicians we have in town. We have so many amazing musicians.
Really?
And, oh my gosh.
See, you know what? I wouldn't have known that except for Catholic radio just this moment.
Well, there you go. There you go. We've got so many, and they're nationally known ones. I mean, you know, Ed Boldick's right there at St. Anne's.
So no kidding.
They're all over the, you know, Greg, there's just so many people. And so we would love, well, with Father Tim Hepburn, if you heard him playing,
yeah.
And Father Neil Dobley-Wall and lots of other ones. So we would love to have a show that we do like a music, like Catholic Cafe, where they come in and you maybe go over one song they've actually written and tell us about it and then play other songs. So we've got all kinds of ideas, but just not enough people to make it happen. So, if you know, again, if
not enough people yet,
not yet, they're gonna come, build it, and they will come.
And by the way, if you haven't visited the website, there's lots of resources there as well. TheQuestAtlanta.com. You can go look for more resources. On demand content is available. We're trying to build that out, just like we're trying to build out the app even more. And all of the other things that you're hearing on The Quest Atlanta, you can make this happen. You do make this happen. 470-508-1160. That's the number that you want to call right now to make your donation. If you can only give $5, then only give $5. But if you can give more, please do. Right. And the amazing thing is that all of the different things that we can do to say thank you to you at larger levels, for example, Play South Playground Creations, they called in earlier today and they donated a hot air balloon ride for three people in support of this Quest Spirit Drive, and you and two of your friends will soar above the North Georgia countryside. To be eligible for that, you basically just become a donor, a monthly donor of $20 or more, or you become one of our founding donors, and we're going to put all of the names of our $20 and more donors, as well as our $20 a month and more donors, and our founding donors, into a drawing. This Friday, we'll announce the winner of this amazing gift from Play South Creations. 470-508-1160. We'd love to hear your beautiful voices right now calling in. Please do so while we have volunteers standing by to take your calls. We have a couple lines open. We want to hear from you before the end of this hour. 470-508-1160. My name is Greg Willits, your host for this hour. You know, we had a whole lot of testimonials as well that I want to share a few more of those before the end of the program. But Lori is coming into the studio. Lori has been one of the volunteers helping us out during the Spirit Drive. Lori, what have you been doing behind the scenes today?
I am an admin girl. So a lot of things on the computer and just cleaning up. I don't know. I answer emails, the info website. And people
and the food, you've been putting all that great food out,
getting all the hospitality food working here. But I don't know, just a variety of little things.
Wait a minute, are you saying, have you been the Chick-fil-A liaison?
Actually, that wasn't me. It was Jim. Well, he's got that connection down pat.
I was neglectful in last hour. I didn't say thanks, but I should have, to the Chick-fil-A operator, Jim Waddle, over at Roswell Town Center. They provided chicken biscuits throughout our pledge drive. This Chick-fil-A Town Center is located at the corner of Highway 9 and Holcomb Bridge Road, so thanks to them. But all these little things, you know, some people think it's like, well, yeah, Catholic radio sounds really nice. I can't do anything about it. I can't be involved in it. And yet the Quest was just a dream a couple years ago. And here it is. There's an office. There's the studio. There's microphones. There's volunteers. There's everyone here is volunteering. And it's just an amazing thing to see so many people showing up because they love the work of the Quest. And so, Lori, how did you get involved in this in the first place?
Oh, goodness. Last summer, went to a Bible study over at Holy Spirit, down in Holy Spirit, which is far from my home. I don't even know why I decided to do it. Kathy Snyder told me about it, and I thought, all right, I'll travel down. I'll do it for these four Thursdays or whatever it was. And the first day in the small group, we were just talking about, I don't know, who you are, where you're from, that kind of thing, introducing yourself. And I said, you know what? I'm looking for a place to volunteer. I've got some time. Carol was in my small group.
Oh, wow.
You know, happen chance, God chance. And anyway, she approached me and said, hey, I'm starting this radio station, The Quest, or we had already started at that point. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I turned The Quest on really by accident. I was listening to AM radio 1160 at the time, a different talk show. And I turned it on Monday morning, I guess it was. And all of a sudden it was Catholic radio. And I thought, this is awesome. So, you know, I kept on 1160. I've always had it on there. And anyway, met Carol and just started helping out just wherever I can. I live 5 minutes down the road, which also helps. And so I just do a lot of background stuff in the admin, administrative, boring things that people would I love that kind of stuff.
What's boring to one person is someone else's, again, this idea of what is God calling you to? What is the gift that God has given you, and how are you going to put it to use? And so I actually love hearing stuff like that when you say boring, it's like, you know what? Yes, for me, I would go brain dead if I was sitting there. I'm the worst person in the world. Janice, you could testify to this. Janice sends me an email. I'll respond 3 months later. I just answering those emails, that's so vital. It's so important because the people on the other end are real people. They need to be communicated with. They're reaching out, especially if something as important as The Quest, where they're reaching out because they heard something has attracted them, and then you're on the other end.
It's very much a wonderful connection, I feel like, to our community, just to individuals, you know, asking for prayers for different things, and it's very... touches your heart. And so we have a bigger prayer request book in our chapel. And so we enter the prayer request. And I always tell people that we pray for all of the prayer requests for all the individuals that are in there and in our hearts. But every week we have a mass on Wednesday at 11 a.m. And we pray for all of our prayer intentions, all of our listeners and our donors.
Open to the public.
Yes.
Anybody can come.
Absolutely. And so... we have that Wednesday mass, but we also have every day at 3 o'clock, we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And so we pray for those intentions as well then.
And you don't have to be Catholic to come, you know, just because I know a lot of our listeners are not Catholic. And this is a kind of a perfect opportunity to check out a mass without with incognito. Come on over, join us in. Yeah, low key. And then you can just, and then you can talk and we can tell you questions about it. I mean, you can ask questions. So
very
there's
welcoming.
A different priest each week. It's awesome to see the different priests over the Atlanta Archdiocese coming and supporting.
It's beautiful. It's a really beautiful mass. And every time, very different.
To have something like this, it's like a hub for Atlanta. You know, the Archdiocese, of course, is our center, but to have a hub for the overall community growth, nothing has existed like this other than the Georgia Bulletin, which has done a wonderful job in print for so many years. You find the Georgia Bulletin online and on Facebook, but then what about when you're driving around, when you're just out and about, to be able to continually... nourish your faith. And the idea of nourishing your faith, that's what The Quest Radio does. That's what this provides, a nourishment for people who have a desire to grow in their faith. And to be able to provide that local flair, especially with Lori and Janice, with the two of you in here right now, you can really hear that local flair, that local seasoning of this is not some untouchable radio thing. Nope. This is truly about bringing Jesus Christ into the neighborhoods, into the homes, to your friends, to your coworkers, and here is the resource that will be there, your companion along the way in doing that. And you're helping to make that happen. So many people have called in over the last few hours to be able to help us with that at 470-508-1160 during this AM 1160 Quest Atlanta Family Strong Spirit Drive. And it truly is family strong. We are part of the body of Christ. We are a family. We are responsible for each other. Our goal is to help millions of people to get to heaven. And that's what Catholic radio helps to do.
Yeah, another thing, and you asked what other people could do. We also have parish ambassadors. So at every parish, and also we're hoping to do school ambassadors and things like that, or ministry ambassadors. But at every parish, we're trying to find 2 to 3 people who will help out and put the magnets in there, you know, talk to their pastor and put the magnets out so people can take the magnets for free. And also, you know, we have, Carol has a very, very aggressive schedule to be at different parishes talking on weekends. And we always need people to go there and to help pass out things and to answer questions. So parish ambassadors is a great way to get involved where you are. So if you don't live like Lori does 5 minutes from the station, and we're right in here in Roswell, in case we haven't said that, right behind the Sunny's Barbecue. But so we're on Holcomb Bridge. So we're right very near Blessed Trinity and St. Peter Chanel. But parish ambassadors, school ambassadors, you know, we need carpool catechists who are willing to go sit in carpool and hand out magnets to people and tell them what's going on. So
that's fantastic. I love that idea.
Yeah.
All sorts of creative ways. Again, 470-508-1160, trying to raise that goal today. We have $50,000 to raise for today, $200,000 for the week.
Wow.
This will allow us to grow in so many different directions and so many different ways to continue, number one, to bring you the content that you have become dependent on, the content that you love, the shows that you enjoy, the shows that are helping you to grow in knowledge of your faith, the shows that are helping you to be empowered to live your faith and to share your faith with others like never before. Have you felt that since you've been listening to Catholic Radio?
Yep.
Have you felt inspired? Have you felt like, I can do this now? And truly, it happens for so many people because of the dynamic content that you'll hear only on Catholic Radio, like The Quest, here in Atlanta, 1160 AM, 470-508-1160. Again, 470-508-1160. You can also donate through the app that you can download on the mobile stores. Make sure you go and search for The Quest Atlanta on your iPhone or your Google Play stores or whatever kind of phone you got. It's there. It's waiting for you. You just got to go look for The Quest Atlanta. You download the app, and within a minute, I'm telling you, you heard me do it earlier on the show, there's a big red button on the bottom that makes it possible for you to donate. So we'd love to hear from you today. Help us reach this goal. Will you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal? Right. Will you take it, this station, to prayer? Yeah. Next time you go to adoration, tonight when you're praying your family rosary, or if you just say a couple prayers before you go to bed, will you say, God, I don't know if there's something that I'm supposed to be doing to help the quest, but will you please bless that work? And if there is something I could be doing, will you please let me know?
Right.
Because there's something that you could be doing. You could start today with your prayers and with your financial assistance by calling right now, 470-508-1160. Lori, Janice, thank you for all the work that you
thank
do for
you.
The Quest
thank
and for
you,
bringing
Greg.
Us to Atlanta. Again, my name is Greg Willis. It's been my pleasure to be with you today. I'm going to be back here with you at 8 a.m. tomorrow, but that doesn't mean that the Spirit Strong Fun Drive isn't continuing today. Again, I've been talking for 4 hours. Just wait till tomorrow when I'm talking for six. 470-508-1160. A lot more still ahead. Please keep your radio tuned in to The Quest Atlanta.